This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hey, this is Julie, and I am here with Susan. And, you know, oftentimes you ask me a question about, hey, do you want to do this, or you want to do that, or you want to do this, and we're kind of taking this energy podcast and we're crossing it over with our ancient texts podcast series because we were talking about Dorothea Brand in her book,
Wake Up and Live.
Right. And often, you know, when you ask me a question, it's not that I don't have an answer to it. It's that I didn't initially have the question. And so it's interesting because I think she talks about a little bit about one of the exercises in there. I'm really leaping ahead into the material because
sure
this is kind of
just did an intro and you didn't want to talk about it, and now you're going right for the guts of it.
Well, I wanted to share this in a podcast because this really interrelates into the energy of our podcasts.
Okay.
Which we've never really talked about.
And can we just put it out there that I didn't even know which podcast series this is going to go into, so I have no idea where she's going. I don't have the book in front of me, but I have read it.
And the great thing about it is that I don't really have any idea where I'm going either, yet I was intrigued by the fact that you were asking me, okay, are you, you know, which podcast and you know, do you know what you want to talk?
Right.
And I had no answers to your questions because I hadn't formulated the question. I was still in the energy of what the podcast was. And I think there's something interesting that because oftentimes, I mean, we had this funny scenario that we both happened to be a part of, and I'm not going to relate, you know, where it was, but we were at a tea place.
Oh.
And, you know, we were shown this beautiful selection of teas, and we were enthralled by the different teas, and we took they sounded great, and we took time to, you were allowed to smell each one. It was like a little tea, you know, sensation testing station, or whatever they called it, and we decided, we were with a couple of other people, and we decided which teas, you know, we were each going to have, and they were different ones, and so, you know, we had taken the time to choose, and, you know, I think both of us, when we went to give our selection, it was both two different selections, and the person said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that one today. And so the reason why I bring up this scenario is because it's beautiful, it really kind of falls into this podcast because the energy of stuff is we really got into that moment of selecting tea, and the question was, there was a question, which do you choose? And we really made a concerted effort to decide which one we wanted, and then we were told, oh,
we only have these two. You have 10 listed on the menu. Oh, but we only have these two. Okay, Julie, which one do you want?
And so really, why couldn't we have been told that before? Why couldn't we have been told, we have these 10 teas usually, but we only have these two teas today? And I understand why, because that sounds pretty bad if you're a tea place and
right.
You have 10 and you're only serving two. Something's off there. Yet the point that I want to make is that related to our energy and ourselves kind of plunging into, let's wholeheartedly answer this question, there really was no answer.
Mm.
So we decided on an answer and there really was no answer. And it's funny because this kind of blends into the podcast we did about the Kabbalion, you know, with the unknown. It blends into the, you know, the other podcast in the Oprah Trump series. It blends into the ancient texts. And here we are in energy because the basis of it is energy. And so I thought, you know, it's funny when you ask me a question. And so contemplate this. When somebody asks you a question, what part of the question are you in, if that's something you're in? Also, are you in the energy of it, or are you just trying to answer the question the way you think the person wants you to answer it? And the reason why, and I'm sure there are other permutations to what the answer could be, the reason why I focus on those three is because I think it's really important, especially when you're working with energy and you're doing things in energy. Because a lot of times, you know, something occurs. We were talking earlier about, you know, psychics, and we were talking about what people get who are psychics, and, You know, is that just related to the here and now? And is there something you can do about it? And then is there something you need to do about it? I mean, there's a lot of questions surrounding that. Yet sometimes it's just in your motions, in your movement, that you make the answers rather than in your vocalizations.
So it's interesting that you bring that up, because that's a great idea. If you have a tea place and you have all these teas, there's many places you go and they'll either give you a little sample if they don't have samples of them all for obvious reasons, but they have all these different tins and they try to like get you to smell it and then you buy it. That's a great thing, to go in and you smell them all and then you try, then you choose the one and they make that tea. Which in a lot of places, they'll, like I said, there may be certain ones, you've got a choice, but, and you know, and you go in there, and then, oh, well, you know, here's the two or three teas that we, you know, you choose from these three. I mean, that goes into intention.
Mm.
You know, what's really your intention? Is it really to have a tea place and make a nice situation for people and make it so, you know, I would think you love tea and you love talking about it and you love sharing it. So when people come in, you want to say, oh, this is the rooibos, this is the black tea, this is the green, this is what, you know, these types of teas are good for this. You know, when you go to, and that would be part of your intention, is to just bring that love to people that come in. But if it's not that, one would ask, well, what's the intention?
Mm. And that's really important, because if you're doing any kind of selling, that's a really important question, because if you're just looking for the sale and you're offering, you know, limited goods or something limited.
Or subpar.
Subpar. And, you know, why are you presenting it with all these other great things? And you can, it's funny, because you can overlay that scenario over practically anything.
Hey Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
Oh, I'm so grateful for so many things. I'm so grateful for a
just
lot of
one. All of the above. We're not reading a story. Can we do it again? Hey Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
I'm grateful for my beautiful family.
Oh, nice. And what about you, Julie?
For that and the wonderful collaborations I get to partake in.
That's awesome.
How about you, Danny?
I'm grateful that there's such a good variety of podcasts to listen to for any day, any mood.
That's right, folks. 4 podcast series. Are you listening to them all? Here's the list. The Kabbalion, A Conversation, Oprah, Can You Hear Me?, Oprah versus Donald 2020, Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy, and Let's Talk About Energy, Ours and Yours. You can find them anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it, and we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. Hey Susan.
Yes.
Do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're gonna give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it, and you gotta go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now. Hey, it's Julie, and you've heard Susan and I say that the principles of the Kabbalion are everywhere. Well, they are. So how do you stay aware? How do you recognize them at work? And how do you understand them better? You can read and listen until you are blue, but when you test yourself, now that's when you start using what you know and start understanding the Kabbalion differently. Sure, you can make your own test questions, but why bother when Susan and I did the work for you? There are 75 questions, and you can explore the trivia alone or with friends. Find Think You Know the Kabbalion right now on Amazon. Download it today and start actively using the Kabbalion to enrich your life. Anything that you go to purchase, anything that you decide about, anything that someone asks you about?
Well, anything you try to convince somebody of something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the old bait and switch. Look at, you know, 50% off of this, and you get in there and, oh, well, we don't have any more of those. But let me show you this. I mean, that's against the law. You can't do, you're not allowed to do that. That's the truth in advertising. You're not, you know, supposed to be doing that. So, yeah, but that all comes down to intention. And I, you know, was telling you, someone came to my door and was a sales guy, and he was completely misinforming me of what he was doing, and he wouldn't leave. And then he goes and calls me a liar because I was trying to be respectful of his feelings by saying, I'm on the phone. And he's like, you're not on the phone. I know you're just lying. And I'm thinking, wow.
And this is your home.
This is my house. And then he's like, I said, well, something's going on. Well, I'll come back. And I'm like, don't bother. And he came back the next day, pouring rain, with under an umbrella. And I'm like, what is it you want? I literally just said it. I'm like, what do you want? Why are you knocking up? What do you want? And he'd come up with some facade. I just want to come in. I talk to people. I tell them this, blah, 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 which I know a lot of it wasn't truth. There were falsities in what he's saying. And I didn't want to be mean for many reasons, which I'm not going to go into. But all I kept thinking is because I could read him. I mean, actually, you didn't need to be a reader to read him. And all I thought is, if you're giving away gold away for free, I'm still not interested. I don't care what it is. And I think it does come down to that. And I think it has to do with living your life and the things that you present and what you tell people about who you are or everything. All comes down to your intentions. Really, what is your intent? And I think, you know, there's a lot of that's been, you know, people are lost.
You know, it's funny because when you say, what is your intent? I mean, I know we're registering that to the tea place person who's sharing these vast array, you know, choose from whichever one you'd like. And then, oh, we don't have that one.
Oh, not that one. And it was literally like, I think of half the people that were there. Oh, they don't have that. Not that one. Not that one. Oh.
And it's so, exactly, the intention. So, to go back, the reason why I went back into that was because you know, I have the feeling you're saying the intention of the person who says, here, choose what you like, but it's also our intention. I mean, we're also responsible for holding our intention of what it is we'll put up with and what it is we won't. What it is we really want and what it is we don't. And, you know, to weigh it to the point where, you know, am I going to have a fight over, you know, they don't have the kind of tea that I just...
Right.
Took 5 minutes to decide upon.
Right.
It's like, well, then obviously, you know, and also, you know, understand if you're going to do that, quote unquote, to somebody, then they're not going to enjoy whatever tea they
right.
have because well, you just asked me to choose.
Right.
And so, you know, in that sense of it, that's why sometimes in why I started this was, you know, in asking the question, what is, you know, not only what is the intent of the question. And that's hard. That's a lot of hard work to have to walk around and say, wait, what is the intent of that person asking me that question? But, you know, the easier place to stand from is, what is your daily intent? What is your intent?
Well, and what is your intent with the person that's in front of you?
Mm.
You know, the situation we were in with the tea place, and they didn't have the tea, but they had some really good food.
Yes.
They treated us very well.
Mm-hmm.
The food was very good. So it becomes, what's my intent? My intent is for that day when we were there, I was going to enjoy myself.
Right.
And with this person coming to my door, I mean, I joke with you and say, I want to go out with a bat and just smack them and like, get the heck out of here. But the truth is, I said to him when he was like, you know, you're lying, you know, you could have just been honest with me. And I'm thinking, I don't owe him anything. Like, I don't owe you anything. Never said it. All I said to him is, because I thought, you know what? It's another human being. I don't know his situation. He's probably, I don't know what his situation is, if he needs the money or whatever. I'm not going to engage with him because of that, but I'm not going to treat him like a horrific human being, which, you know, deep down inside, there was a part of me that wanted to. I just sit there and said, you know what? I wish you well. And I walked away. And because I don't know his situation.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if he's in desperation, but going to have to figure that out. It's not for me to figure out.
That's not your responsibility.
But that's still, because I'm sitting here telling you about it, and I'm like, argh!
Right, well, when it pushes you to that kind of aggression also, I mean, that's kind of a tell, where, wait a minute, my intent is not to walk around like a very aggressive person.
No, and so my intent is not to be mean to somebody.
Exactly.
And I actually I was trying to give you the benefit of being another human being and spare you your feelings instead of being shut the door in your face. It was more like, I'm busy, because I've had people that I've been on the phone, and I was on the phone, and I'm like, hold on a minute. And they talk, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. And they ignore me and continue, and I'm like, I gotta go, and they keep talking while and they're not like responding to me, they're just going on with the spiel, where I literally didn't slam it but just shut the door. And I'm thinking, that's not who I am. This is like crazy,
right? And so that question kind of put you in an intent of not who you really are, which is puzzling in and of itself. And you know, I can't help but go here, but I think of Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he had that great episode where somebody said, you gotta give people the benefit of the doubt, and he's like, no, I don't. Why do I have to give people the benefit of the doubt? And of course, you know, once again, we know it's Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm, but that is an interesting question. Do you have to give people the benefit of the doubt?
It's the guy when he says, you know, you could have just been honest with me, and I'm thinking, I don't have interactions with you.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't say it because I thought, well, this is something he's going to learn, and I'm not going to be the teacher.
Yeah.
But it's, no, I don't owe you a thing. And to sit there and think someone owes you something is setting yourself up for a huge failure. So whatever his situation is, he's got a lot of learning to do. And I simply made the intention, I'm not your teacher.
And isn't that, you know, you made the intention. Isn't that a better space to be, a better energy to be in than the other way around?
Sure.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.